From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Belgians honor those killed in Tuesday's terrorist attack. Belgium held a minute of silence for the victims Wednesday. One of the three men who set off the explosions in Brussels is still at large. The two other attackers, both suicide bombers, are dead. One of those two men is believed to have been a bomb maker for last year's Paris attacks. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says one of the attackers had been detained by Turkey and deported to Europe, where he was released about 8 months ago. Mr. Erdogan said his government warned authorities in Belgium. U.S. President Barack Obama met Wednesday with Argentina's new pro-market president, Mauricio Macri, in a sign of warming relations between the two countries. President Obama arrived early Wednesday in Buenos Aires for a two-day fence-mending visit. The trip coincides with the 40th anniversary of a coup supported by the United States.
On this anniversary and beyond, we are absolutely determined to do our part as Argentina continues to heal and move forward as one nation.
President Obama. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Moscow to discuss the situations in Ukraine and Syria with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov at the Kremlin. They are also likely to discuss Tuesday's attacks in Brussels. The United Nations and human rights groups are calling on Egypt to stop its crackdown on rights activists. 14 international organizations, including Human Rights Watch and Amnesty International, said Egyptian authorities should stop calling rights activists in for questioning, banning them from travel, and attempting to freeze their personal funds and family assets. Rights groups have repeatedly accused Egypt's security service of carrying out illegal detentions. This is VOA News. Just days after the announcement of a European Union-Turkey refugee agreement, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan criticized the bloc, saying it could not be trusted. Dorian Jones reports.
Under the terms of the EU-Turkey agreement, migrants who illegally cross the Aegean and enter Greece from Turkey will be sent back to Turkey. In exchange, Turks would be granted visa-free travel through the EU as early as June, as long as Ankara complies with certain EU conditions. But President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is increasing pressure on Brussels to honour its commitment and questioning its sincerity. He said that if Turkey looks to the past from the perspective of values, it can see EU leaders never keep their words and will not do so this time. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
The leading U.S. presidential candidates are weighing in on how best to cope with a threat of terrorism. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump says Tuesday's attack on Brussels could have been prevented if authorities had resorted to harsh interrogation techniques against a Paris attacker that was captured last week. But leading Democratic presidential contender Hillary Clinton denounced Trump, saying the last thing we need is leaders who incite more fear. The parties to the conflict in Yemen have agreed to a cessation of hostilities and a new round of peace talks next month. The UN Special Envoy on Yemen, Ismail Ul Sheikh Ahmed, says the nationwide truce will begin at midnight local time, April 10th. Face-to-face talks between the parties are scheduled to follow on April 18th in Kuwait. A Vietnamese court has handed down prison sentences for a prominent blogger and his assistant. They were accused of publishing articles critical of the government. Blogger Nguyen Hu Vinh was sentenced to 5 years in prison. His assistant was sentenced to 3 years. Authorities said the two abused democratic freedoms to infringe on the interests of the state. Under Article 258 of the Penal Code, both have been detained since their arrest in 2014. The U.S. Supreme Court will hear a challenge by religious groups opposed to a government effort to ensure employees have access to free birth control. Faith-based groups say they oppose a provision in the nation's health care law that requires them to inform their insurers or the government of any objections they may have to the coverage. The groups argue the law makes them complicit in providing birth control, something they say violates their freedom of religion. A South African man has found what may be another piece of the missing Malaysian Airlines Flight 370. Niels Kruger said he was walking along a beach near the town of Mossel Bay when he saw the unusual object lying in his path. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.